when in your mind you know you were gonna dunk that one in the third quarter? Is it when you get by McDermott and you?
Yeah, that's when. It's just reading the game. I thought I had lane and did. I didn't know if he's coming or not. Just I just had to go for it.
You don't usually show that much emotion. What was that feeling like?
No, it was. I don't know where did it come from.
This was your ninth double of the year, but was it the most satisfying because the way you guys won?
I mean, yeah, it feels great to win, especially after that kind of game. But I mean, can never be satisfied. I missed a lot of shots down the stretch, so I'm not happy for that. But I'm just glad that we were able to pull off the win in the Garden.
What was the experience like playing in Madison Square Garden? A lot of NBA players talk about this being one of the most fun and toughest arenas to play in.
Yeah, it was awesome, and their fans are great. Just awesome feeling to play here.
You feel like you really get up for games like this, the adrenaline flows, but you had good games against Cleveland and Los Angeles now in New York.
I mean, just I prepare myself to every game the same way, and of course it's nice to play in the Staples Center here, but I just love to play basketball, and it's the same everywhere.
Fred said watching that play when you dunked the ball on Kanter that he got chills and was speechless. He's almost never seen anything like that. When you hear something like that, what's your reaction to hearing it?
Great to hear that from your own coach. So I can say I'm happy for that.
How about coming out? Very aggressive, shooting the long ball early. You got, what, six or seven three-pointers going? Was that what you were looking to do starting?
I tried to get whatever the defense was giving me, and early it was a couple of threes, and I made them, and felt good, so I just kept shooting. Like I said, down the stretch, I missed a couple. I don't know what I ended up with, but yeah, I could have made a couple more.
I think it was another career high. You just have a career high a couple of weeks ago, 32. Now you had another career high tonight, 33. That surprised you that you're continuing, midway through the season, continuing to have these big scoring games?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I'm just. Feels better to play well, but I mean, just like I said, I'm just happy that we won, and it was a hard fought win. We could have ended it a little bit earlier, but this is how we won. So
I feel like you're showing more facets of your game lately, like maybe crowding you a little bit around the arc, but then you're going inside too to keep the defense honest.
Yeah, I just try to be a complete player, not just shoot threes, but obviously today I was making them a little bit better, so I just kept shooting. But I tried to switch it up a little bit and to try, just like you said, just keep the defense honest.
Hard defensively, early in the game, you were hedging really hard in the pick and roll. You guys got a lot of deflections out of that, turning them over, getting out runouts. At the other end, what made you effective guarding the pick and roll early?
We switched up our coverage a little bit from last time, so we wanted to be a little bit more aggressive and get deflections and steals, and because I think pace is our best weapon, so we try to get steals and not to take it from the net every time. So that really helped us early.
Are you comfortable doing that, hedging all the way out? And
yeah, that's what I'm used to doing.
Okay. Before. Last two free throws. The line at the end there, having to make those last two.
Nothing. It was just, you don't think about it. It's like every day in practice, do the same preparation, and I feel like I was kind of nervous. I rattled the first one, so. But yeah, it was just normal free throws for me.
Is this the first time you've played here?
Yeah, the second time I'm here, but first time playing.
Was it anything special in that sense? It was a very famous arena, people talk about it, the crowd, the history. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, of course. It was really cool to actually play here for the first time, and can't wait to come back. And it was awesome atmosphere, great fans, and I think we won a good team, so it's a great place to play basketball.
How
How do you stay so calm, so composed?
Huh?
How do you stay so calm, so composed? Is it the Finnish way?
Yeah, I guess people say Finnish people are shy, so I guess that's what it is.
How inspiring of a win is this? You guys won two of your last three road games, and now you're going to get exactly back to the Detroit game.
It's a good feeling, but I'm just extremely happy for Zach. He's been working super... He's been working super hard for the last, 10 months. So I'm super happy for him and can't wait to play with him. So I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Do you think that'll open things up even more for you shooting outside when you get Zach back?
Probably, yeah. I mean, he's a really good scorer and he can do multiple things. And so he can, he's a really good player. So I don't know if he's going to be rusty, which he doesn't look in practice, but you never know. But without playing basketball in 10 months, so it's kind of tough. So I'm just happy to have him back.